Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan's visit to China earlier this month is the latest effort of Ankara to become a strategic trade route between Europe and China. But analysts warn Beijing's suspicions over Ankara's support of Chinese Uyghur dissidents remain an obstacle.
Değerli meslektaşım, sayın dostuma çok teşekkür ediyorum bu güzel ev sahipliği için ve
topping the agenda of Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan's visit to China was bilateral trade and developing new trade routes as the world economy resets to circumvent sanction-hit Russia. Ankara is seeking Beijing's backing for what it calls the Middle Corridor, a trade route that would link China with Europe via Central Asia and Turkey. Çağdaş Ungur, an expert on China, is a professor of political science at Istanbul's Marmara University.
Now that the world trade is basically commercial flows, everything else is moving, shifting towards Asia-Pacific, Turkey needs to rebuild all these connections in order to remain at the center of things or still, maintaining its bridge status between East and West. And I think Middle Corridor was just an idea, and it has been on the table between China and Turkey for such a long time. Now it has become, of course, more popular because of the Russian sanctions, and Europeans are now also interested in building these alternative channels. So I think there is a window of opportunity for Turkey to push this further.
But Beijing is critical of Ankara offering refuge to China's predominantly Muslim Uyghur minority, who Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in 2009, then as Prime Minister, accused China of committing near genocide against. However, analysts say Foreign Minister Fidan used more conciliatory language on the issue during his China visit, which included a trip to Xinjiang, home to many Uyghurs. Again, Ungur of Istanbul's Marmara University.
The Chinese were happy with it. The official Chinese media discourse basically emphasized the fact that Turkey is supporting China's One China policy. Turkey respects China's territorial integrity. And there were even remarks by Hakan Fidan's Xinjiang visit where he emphasized, for instance, Xinjiang's economic development, social harmony, respect for cultural rights, etc.
Turkey's pro-government media praised Fidan for wearing a turquoise blue tie, the colour of the Uyghur community, during his visit to Xinjiang and referring to the region's Turkic Muslim roots. However, some members of the Uyghur diaspora are alarmed by Fidan's visit. Uyghur leader Şehit Tümtürk, the head of the East Turkestan National Assembly.
Bu sözünü alarak Çin yönetimi Hakan Fidan Ürümqi ziyaretinden, Kaşgar ziyaretinden, Xinjiang ziyaretinden.
The Chinese administration is trying to legitimize its genocide by justifying its own massacre and by saying that Hakan Fidan was very, very satisfied with his visit to the Uyghur region. This is never acceptable. If the facts and reality are to be tested here, international independent observers should have the opportunity to go there and visit not only places China says to see, but also the back streets, to visit the houses and households, and to determine the agony, pain and torture there. Hakan Fidan saw what China wanted him to see, and no more.
Adding to unease over Fidan's China visit are growing rumours that Ankara is ready to acquiesce to Beijing lobbying to ratify an extradition agreement held up in the Turkish parliament in the face of strong opposition. China specialist Ceren Ergenç is a visiting fellow at the Center for European Policy Studies. She says there are growing suspicions Ankara has struck a deal with Beijing.
The ultra-nationalist opposition party claims that China got the promise from Fidan that the Turkish parliament will finally ratify the extradition treaty, which will allow Uyghurs to be sent back to China. There's no way that we can know if this is true or not. We will need to wait and see. But if this is correct, it is actually a huge compromise on Turkey's side.
However, such a compromise could help overcome Beijing's reluctance to collaborate with Ankara. Erginç says the memory of Erdogan's accusation of genocide against China over his treatment of Uyghurs is still fresh in the minds of Beijing.
China informally bypasses Turkey in its regional plans. Turkey is a wild card for China. Uyghur diaspora is very strong in Turkey in terms of voter base of the conservative parties. So you never know when a statement like Erdogan's 10 years ago, for example, like almost like a genocide or something, and create a crisis moment between the two countries. So that also creates a risky investment environments for China. Turkey is actually officially classified as a high-risk country for investments.
Analysts warn that any move by Ankara against the Uyghurs will be risky given the solid Turkish public support. At the same time, Ankara is determined to achieve its goal of becoming a hub in trade routes between China and Europe. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.